Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the legendary costume designer. Legendary, you don't like that word, no?
Well, yeah, not necessary. Let's say only costume designer.
All right, just costume. Okay, take two. We're here with the costume designer, Oana Paunescu. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too, for inviting me.
So, congratulations, first of all. You're receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at this festival. First of all, how do you feel about receiving this award?
So, first of all, I was surprised and then very pleased that Tudor thought about me getting that reward. And then I thought that maybe it's for... because it's for my entire work and not necessary for only for designing, but because I was one of the first costume designers to work as Romanian in American production, there are a lot of people who learned, and in a way I was a mentor for a lot of other guys. And so I think, and I assume that that's why I am important for Romanian cinematography, not for my work. I'm proud of what I did, but I'm also proud about all those people that right now are working in the industry, and I think they were learning from what I did.
Right. Yeah, that's fascinating. I should mention that we are outside, so the wind just rose, and if you hear any, that's the wind. But it's fine. I'm enjoying the conversation. I wanted to ask you something very simple, but I feel like it's suited to this interview today, especially given the occasion of this award. And what's your earliest memory of your encounter with cinema? And it doesn't have to be work-wise.
Well, it's I know it shouldn't be work-wise, but I never thought that I will do cinema. So in a way, of course, as a kid, I liked to watch movies, and because I was born during communist, I remember having a VCR in old times and seeing Apocalypse Now like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, because
really?
we were you couldn't find VCRs on those times, so we were borrowing. So. And the few VCRs that we had, you were just seeing, never ending, you know. So that's my, that's my first memory about movies. And also as a kid, in Romania, you were watching a lot of Russian TV, and Nikita Mihalkov, and all those classics were, and you could very hard when you could very hard find movies. So I remember as a teenager, we would go to the French Institute or to the German Institute and or to the Italian Institute, and there you could watch like Fassbinder and all those people that were like pioneers. And for us, even if you heard in German or Italian or French, it was important just to be there and see, because that was the only opportunity to see what's going on in the world.
That's really interesting, actually. That's an aspect that's important to highlight. These movies offered you a window to the world, right? Were you looking at the costumes in these films?
I was looking at everything. I was like a sponge, so everything was important.
Yeah.
So and of course, because you couldn't understand every word, you would look on mostly on costumes, on sound, on music, on what's going on, you know. Because like even if I was speaking and if even if Italian is so near Romanian, you could, you know, Fellini and all those movies, you could see, and it enrich your soul. Mostly with the production designing, with costuming, and less you could watch and understand every word.
Yeah. But you mentioned that you never thought that you would end up working in cinema.
No, I never thought, because I graduated an art school, and mostly in that art school, you were prepared to go on stage, And it was like the major studio was Bufta studio, but because during Ceausescu's time, you as a graduate, those big cities were, let's say, closed cities. You had to go in a theater, and if you were lucky, you would go in a movie studio. But us as students, everybody wanted to be in a theater, considering that only stage, it's an art to experiment. And movies, because during the communism, were mostly there were a lot of movies, but because of the censors, you couldn't work in like in theater. So theater was in a way more open to arts, let's say. Mm-hmm. But after 2 years in a theater, I really get I am a very active person, and I'm on a booth. I want to move. And for me, movies were a sort of easier environment where I could do what I like, to meet more people. In a theater, you are, of course, as an artist, theater, it's perfect working, metaphoric and everything else. But as a person, I got bored to see the same actors, the same people, the same directors. So I tried, and after 3 years of being in a city, in a remote city of Bucharest, in Bacău, I could get into Bucharest. So I was allowed to apply and to get into the Bufta studio. And there I was, I think I was really lucky, because the director was looking for a costume designer, and he proposed me. I even today I don't know why, because it was a period movie, a very hard movie, and he had that confidence of me working on that movie. And the movie was really successful. I got a lot of prizes, so that was it.
Right. I'm curious about what you said earlier, that one of the reasons why you found that you liked working in cinema was that it kept you, because you're an active person. Why do you think that is? Where does that, like, you know, need to, like, be active come from?
I like challenges, and I always like something that it's unexpected. And always in a movie, you have to be a child always, because always you discover new things, and in a movie you are going so quickly for one period to another. Here you are in the present, here you are in the past, here you are in future. So for me, I am a dreamer, let's say. So for me, that was the place that I wanted to be.
You mentioned a magic word for me, dreamer. You know, do you feel the influence of dreams on your work, on your costume design?
Of course. Every time I'm starting a movie and I'm doing documentation and reading about the period, or even if it's on our day, about everything, I'm doing the job during the day. And then during the night, I don't know how they are coming from somewhere, the best ideas.
Somewhere, you know?
Yeah, because I think that in my mind there is a world unseen for most of us, but I think that some people, they have that passport and allowance to get into that that stratosphere and get their ideas from there.
To hear the calling, you know.
Exactly.
You have to be open to it, though, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that you have to be open, and I'm sure that if you are open, you can get a lot of information.
That's fantastic. So, final question, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Here. But I know that there's a special screening of one of the more recent films that you've worked on, What Happened to Monday, right?
Yeah.
What was it? Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like working on this film? I believe the director is Tommy Virkola.
Yeah, it's... I really liked that movie, and always I will mention that for me, because I'm not very eager to work on futuristic movies. But after reading that script, I really loved that movie, because actually the movie, it's not in a future time. It's actually what's going on right now, with also its immigration, with the politic of having of a lot of children. With we won't have enough food, and we don't have enough
resources.
So that movie for me mentioned for this reason, that movie is very important of me, and I really like to work with Noomi Rapace. She's an amazing actress, and I think that sometimes you can, of course, William Dafoe and Glenn Close, but I would mention Noomi because it was such a hard movie for her, and she was very open to discuss every aspect of her movie. So she knew it before, where she would be, where she is, what she wants to wear, and in a way it was like such a challenge to please her.
And she plays seven different characters in this film, so costume is very important.
It was very important because the way that was shooting, it took forever the interiors with her, because actually she was around the table, let's say the seven sister, but she was herself, and then there were six actors, actresses, different actresses that were dressed in the other characters, and then the camera would move on the next one, and she would dress in the other character. So it was a challenge for all of us, and I really loved that movie.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, really. It was a fascinating conversation. So thank you very much, and congratulations once again on your award.
Thank you. Thank you, too.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.